Well, he'd been killed, and the horse had been killed as well. His bounty was. And he, I called up dead, and there was about four or five young chaps at the corner of the street there, just a little ways up. So they ran over when I stopped the horse. And I handed over the horse to them, and I went to him, and we said nothing better. But they said, when I told them the next day, they said, well, you're silly, you ought to go to the express, I don't know. No, I didn't look to see what. All I knew, I stopped him, the horse, and I stopped him from. I know he would have been killed, he'd bound him. But he must have been in the state, because I don't know how long he'd have dragged him. What distance he'd have dragged him. See, and he had no power on the horse, because he was dragging him along like a there.
Was this because he was an inexperienced driver?
Well, I know, I don't know anything, but I didn't ask the driver. Because I didn't stop after that. I handed over the horse to these young chaps, and I didn't know. He must have been terribly. Well, I think he must have got his legs all of a sudden. He must have been, because he just dragged them on. Well, then another case I had. I had some guts in me when I was young, because I used to go for boxing, and I could do a bit of boxing at the time. And I was going down from Tynemouth to Dawlish, or to then there's Stain, I think. And my brother-in-law and his wife, that's my wife's sister and her husband, is going along the sea wall there from Dawlish. And don't you know there's some cliffs?
Yes, I do.
Well, and underneath the bottom of the cliffs, the porter must have got a little vegetable garden there. And he got a wire netting off so it didn't go across the line, right? And because there were a lot of rabbits up in the cliffs, you know, there were. So I thought, you know, the dust got there. There was a young couple in front of us, Birmingham people they were, and my wife, and me, and my brother-in-law and his wife. So with the same, a dog started howling. Oh, I knew what was on. He, the porter, or whoever that belonged to, had put a gin in to catch these traps, these rabbits. And well, this dog had caught his paw in him. Well, I knew what to do, because we kept dogs when it was home. And we had a dog caught in the gym. Well, I thought, oh my God. Of course, they walked on, they was afraid. And I had to watch it to see when the train was coming to me, because I had to cross the line. So I went on, I tried to put my foot on the spring. Well, the dog was going to my leg, you see. So what? And he got wire netting around, and he got some posts, you know, to put the taps of wire netting. So I pulled up on the post and pressed on the spring, and out come the dog, and away he went down the line, right leg. Well, he'd have tore his leg off, you know, because you know what these gins are, because that's how they stopped them from rabbit traveling, because they pulled damn rabbits used to pull their leg off, you know, trying to get at the gin. And that's what he would have done. Anyway, I had that one, I remember. And then I saved that dog, I think, on the walk down there, I think they'd have to destroy him. Because he would have pulled his leg off, because you can't get away when you want getting the rabbit in.
What date would this be about?
Oh, there's a thing. That's 24 years ago. It was a dangerous holiday, I know that.
What, in the sort of 1920s?
Well, no, I should say it'd be more of like 1930.
In the 30s, yeah.
But maybe a bit later, maybe, no, it'd be a bit later, I should say, the 1940s.
If you had your time over again, Charles, would you like to be living a young man today, or would you...
No, I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
No, I don't think I would.
Why? For what reason? Have you got any...
I don't know, things don't seem... came to me. We didn't have much money in them days. I used to get the first class mechanic. I think I started on in your meter making 30 shillings a week in the first class mechanic. And you had to make a certain amount of things in a certain time. Well, then you were putting the rise. Well, then the old governor, he willing, he wouldn't give you a ride. You put it piecework. Well, then you ain't piecework. Well, then you could earn perhaps a bit more. Of course, it all depends if you cart's worker, it's your worker. So then you should earn about 200 or 250 pound a week.
And on that you had to keep your wife and your family.
Oh yes, but on that I wasn't married then.
You weren't married then, no, so you were rich then.
Well yes, I was in lodgings then. Yeah. Yes, I was in lodgings. I was in lodgings for years, because when I went to London first, I was in lodgings for about 2 or 3 years up there. In North London, I was in North London, Kingston Road, and then was in old Kingston Road, North London.
No, I don't know North London very well. South East London better.
Kingston Road, North London. You're, well, you heard of Hackney Downs and all that.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you go to get there. Well, of course, and it's all around the shortage and all around that way, you know. Well, I knew pretty well around. I should be more at home in London now than I would be down here.
Would you really?
I should get
lost
down here now.
Yeah. How long is it since you were last up in London?
Oh, not for 20 years now.
Well, I haven't been up for about 5 years. But it's changed a lot. It's, you know, they've got these high buildings up there, traffic going one way, and you need a passport up there. There's more coloureds up there than there are Europeans.
Yes, well, of course, it all depends what part it is, you see.
Mm.
Well, I got a niece up there, because several of my family lived in London, working in London, and I got a niece up there. Now, I lost my sister up there about 2 years ago, and I got a niece up there, the only one I got. I got a nephew at Barnsville, so that's all I got.
Yeah. Did you have any brothers at all?
Oh, I had 4 brothers and 4 sisters.
Did you? And did any of your brothers take part in the 1418 war?
Yes, 2.
And did they?
One, the youngest, really, he ought to have been decorated. He went to France, and he was he was one of the first to give away his blood to save an officer. And he gave away a pint and a half of blood. But I think he never really was the same afterwards, you know. He always said he ought to have been decorated for it. Then that was a rare thing to give away blood, you know, back in them days, before the war.
And what about the other brother?
Well, the other brother, he went to Mesopotamia.
Yeah. But they both survived the war like you.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the other brother, he was older than me, but 3.5 years older than me. He lived over 90.
Did he really?
I had 4 of them lived over 90.
Good Lord, you come from a long-lived family then. Fantastic.
Yes, but it is. And I look back sometimes, and I see these youngsters that often, they ain't working half as hard as I did when I was their age.
Yeah.
And the little money you had. But then they enjoyed themselves. Mm.
Well, I think, Charles, you'll have a marvellous life, I do, really, and I can't but admire your youthful appearance.
Well, as I say, I think I've been a good citizen, really. Just knowing and putting my age on here, I was only a boy, I was.
Well,
just a little boy like that, said, couldn't in the war. And coming home, when I come home, with your spurs on and this big hat, you know.
Well, I'm most grateful to you.
Charles, I'll stop the recorder now.